What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Tanya, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm so good. I had a lovely Women's Day. Thank you to all of you for letting me have the day off. That was lovely.
I hope you enjoyed it. We actually, you know what we discovered, which I didn't know, was that SCUBA is an acronym.
Yes, it is.
For, I don't know. Oh, gosh, we knew this, Zanati. What was it? It was something underwater.
I know that they use underwater.
Yeah, there was definitely
isn't it apparatus?
Darn it, I mean, it is.
Self-contained. Yes. Water-breathing apparatus.
Thank you. That's the one it is.
After 17 years after you studied that book, you forget.
Yeah, I understand that. All right. Unsan said David Caruso is the real name. Ah, okay. That's the name of the actor. David Caruso playing Horatio.
I've also never seen CSI.
Oh my gosh.
None of them.
Really?
And you have no interest, hey?
No, stop it,
Zanati. No, like zero.
Yeah,
no,
me too.
No.
Absolutely zero. It's like as much interest as Star Wars. Zero.
I'm also not Star Wars. I've got no interest. You know what? There are a couple of things I'm not interested in. One is Star Wars. The other one is visiting Australia. I don't know why. I've just got no interest.
Everyone says Star Wars and visiting America.
Oh boy, do I hear that. Alright, the other thing we don't seem to have much of an interest in is the NHI.
No, we do. We're very worked up about it.
Oh, we are worked up, right?
Let me firstly tell you that this week has been just crazy, okay? Like, I've been trying to keep up with the news. There's been internet problems. So this is a culmination of having a fantastic system, thank goodness. But the NHI is number 4 on the charts, largely due to the DA stepping in. Oh, can the opposition party just leave the man alone to do his work?
Yeah, it's true. It is true.
Why are they so cross? Do you know?
No. No, I can tell you that everybody's angry about everything.
I have an excuse, Howard. You're a newsman.
No, but I think there's a level of anger out there. There's a level of frustration, negativity, and it's just everywhere. You almost can't even, it makes your job difficult because I'm not even sure how to isolate what people are feeling and where and, you know, because I think we might be feeling angry about something and then talking about something else just because it's easier to do that. And we're just letting our frustration go everywhere.
Well, you're quite right because there are so many stories that converge. So let's just look at the stories that converge. And that's the public protector, which is top of the bill again. State capture inquiry, which is also the second largest story. They converge because people are saying that Ramaphosa and Bosasa and that 500,000, he should go to the inquiry. And of course the public protector is taking shots at Ramaphosa. So there's a big convergence. And then of course on top of that, the funding story, the donor funding story that's now so-called Ramaphosa leaks.
Right.
That story also converges, and then Derek Hanekom, chuck him in the mix, and oh my word, you've just got a pit, and you've got to try and slice this stuff up. So I have done my best. Public protector right to the top. Okay, enough now, right? Do we agree?
Well, she needs to ride off into the sunset. And
you know what I think? I think we all need an app on our phone. Where we are given a vote to say, is this enough? Shall she go or shall she stay? Let's have a mini vote, hit the button, you got 24 hours, count it up by a computer and off she goes. What do you reckon?
And what more is, if she goes, I think maybe let's just forgive her these debts that she keeps amassing
exactly.
Every time she loses a case and it knows. Lindy was shaking her head. Okay, Lindy, come into studio. We need you now. I can see her in the control booth.
Well, I mean, it's they've raised $100,000 now on the crowdfunding.
I know.
Which is what you need.
R100,000. People are.
Oh, can somebody crowdfund me?
You know, I was just going to say, and you actually do good work. Lindy, why are you shaking your head?
Absolutely not.
What?
You don't ruin the whole public protector's office and put a whole industry, the law fraternity, in such a mess. And
then walk away.
And walk away, no.
Oh, so she's got to pay this.
No, she's got to pay.
Lindy for president.
Okay. Absolutely.
I hear you. And I respect that.
I think it is, Lynn, is I think that Howard is just so tired of all this rubbish.
I just want to get on.
Go now. I don't even want your money anymore. Just go.
No, just go and then let's fix this country.
Listen, I'm good. She just needs to be, like a lot of my lawyer friends are in such a frenzy, Howard, because they're saying this woman is putting their industry in such disrepute. It's
interesting. It's more than that because she's actually created a media frenzy because this is what we're talking about rather than talking about how we're fixing certain other issues.
Yes.
She's clogging up the courts. Yeah. She is throwing mud everywhere. Nobody knows what is real and isn't real, what is true because she's not doing her proper due diligence. The courts are telling her this over and over and over again.
And she's not listening.
And she's not hearing
really
it.
Care.
No.
So I'm sorry.
No, because she is a Zuma stooge. She is.
No question about it.
It's very, very apparent. So to add to that, Lindy, another converging story is Chief Justice Mokgweng Mokgweng taking shots at the EFF. Oh, I love him.
Yeah, he's power.
He's amazing.
Power.
Yeah. I just love him.
Yeah.
And he, like, taking shots at the EFF because the EFF are saying that the courts are captured, which is exactly what Lindy just said.
Yeah.
You're putting one of the institutions in our country where we know stuff sort of works, you know, especially when it comes to Concord. Mm. Like Concord, you know, that stuff works. And she's putting that stuff into jeopardy. And that is true. You're quite right. So, Mokgweng coming in as the eighth largest story this week and largely due again to the public protector, but this time he took shots at the EFF.
Wow. So, I mean, these are big, big stories. So where does NHI fit in with all of this?
Number four. So they're number four after the Springboks. We're still looking for good news.
Oh, wow.
So the Springboks are number three. I don't know why. Didn't check.
Yeah.
NHI is number four. And then get this. I am so happy that the story made the South African charts. Jeff Epstein.
Yes, it's a very important story.
Earth.
And it's fascinating, this. It's bizarre.
You know, Howard, there is not one person, and I have some very conservative people amongst my friends, are some people that are very balanced, like, I jump at a conspiracy, like I love a good conspiracy.
Yeah.
I've been doing it in news so long. But every single one said, nah, don't buy it. At all.
Yeah, there were just too many circumstances that are odd around this. And in fact, the autopsy now not even coming to a conclusive finding that it was suicide. I mean, there are bones that are broken in his neck that indicates it could well be
strangulation. I don't even think it was him.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Oh, what do you mean?
Yeah, if you ask me, Jeff Epstein is sitting on an island somewhere with some kids.
I didn't even think
about
that.
That's if you ask me.
So Natty.
Like Tupac.
Hey?
Like Tupac.
Guys,
no. I didn't think of that.
Just go and Google Lolita Express.
I know.
Do yourself a favor for radio listenership.
Yeah. It is horrific.
But that's where Epstein is. He's sitting on that island. I can tell you now that man was not Epstein. He knows too much. He's too involved. The story is real, guys. Human trafficking is real. And it's enormous, particularly in the US. And there are names that you wouldn't believe involved here.
Well,
I'll say one because it's out there and that's Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. And Prince Andrew as well. I mean, it's been a huge issue. The Buckingham Palace, no idea how to do it. He's photographed, standing next to some of these young girls. This is the most terrible story. And I wonder if we'll ever really get to the bottom of it.
We won't, and the reason for that is because the people that own the media houses are these people. So we are never going to hear the truth, but know social media that you can find the truth. And if you go and look, you'll see the real story and you won't be happy.
It is interesting though that it's captured South Africa's imagination because we're quite resistant to foreign stories in South Africa. We like to talk about our own stuff and yet this made the charts.
Yes, it did. And it's because the whole world said, no, I don't believe you.
It's true that nobody
and nobody believes it. Not a soul, like in individual capacity. Media, but the social media, go and have a look. Not a soul buys it. We don't buy it at all. And that's the power of social media. I mean, years ago, without social media, we'd have just, well, that's a newspaper for the day and put it away. Yeah. But this story will not go away now because we are furious and we know you're lying to us. And the truth barometer will be used. And I hope that whatever happened here does come out, but I don't think it'll ever be resolved. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I tend to feel exactly the same. What are the other stories?
Well, of course, save Josie Mayer.
Yes.
They are number six on the charts. As the DA threw their weight behind Herman Mashaba, and hands off Mashaba and. I'm not sure, like, is this, like, who they're telling? The EFF?
Yeah, it was, I would think so, actually. Time is 7:36. Tonya Khoury joining us back on the line. We're talking about the news in numbers. What were the other big stories, Tonya?
The Wicked Witch, Gumede.
Ah, yes.
She's gone.
And she says she was victimized on Women's Month.
Oh.
I mean.
Well, as a woman, I didn't feel she was victimized.
Well, there we go. And you're not.
When I saw that, I was like, what a joke, my darling.
Absolutely. And what a cheek, actually.
Honestly.
What a cheek to make this about a women's issue. This has got nothing to do with that. Don't use the gender. Do not rely on gender. Sure.
Oh, I know. So, I do wonder though, Howard, why has she been singled out?
Interesting question.
You know, you look at, places like Hazy View, okay? Yeah. Like there's not even a road left.
No, it's too terrible. Nothing. It's terrible.
So why is the mayor that's been pointed to and not whoever's running Hazy View?
Yeah.
You know, I do wonder about that. Is there an internal struggle we don't know about? But yes, I mean, she's incompetent. She's destroyed. It's a Quenny. She must go. Yeah. She must go. But why is it only her? You know, that made me think a little bit.
It is a question. Yeah. The problem is with that, and I've seen this argument being used so often. You know, why am I being victimized? You know, but if we take that logic further, well, you know, why there's so many rapes every month in South Africa.
Yes,
why go for this rapist? Yeah. You know, so I think we do have to start somewhere. You know, and there might be.
And Gumede is a good place to start.
Yeah, I mean, on the facts, she deserves it. But even if there's something a little bit more behind it, I guess.
Sure. So after her is Mkhwengi, we discussed that. And then one of my absolute favorites is Derek Hanekom. I have got such respect for that man. Like, I just adore him. And Derek Hanekom is suing Zuma for defamation, but the lawyers can't find him.
Oh, really? They can't deliver anything?
No.
Wow. And everything seems to be for 500,000 rand at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a standard number.
They should just tweet the documents, legal documents to him. What do you reckon?
I think that's a brilliant idea. We've seen the, what was it in Zimbabwe? We've seen the Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe, yeah.
Yeah, they've sent proof of payment via Twitter. So why can't they just tweet these documents?
Serve the papers. Mm. I agree. So that is the top 10 in a nutshell. But there are so many things that didn't make the charts that I'm so sad about. Did you see this woman? The spiral video of this woman crying about the Hong Kong protests.
Oh my word, we played it on air. Did I love that? It was seriously one of the funniest things I've seen. This is not right. She left South Africa. Well, sorry, dear. You know, you chose to go. You did choose to go there and well, now just deal with it.
It kept me entertained for hours.
Absolutely.
Really,
yeah, that definitely should have made, it should have made the charts. There's no question. What else didn't make the charts?
Well, one also, it should have made the charts is the EFF have had a split. It'll come to the new party called AFCO, African Federal Convention, led by Vusi Mate. He is the split from the EFF. And Julius waved it away. I put in 1, 2, 3, 4 laughing emojis and a thumbs up.
Oh, that's so, oh, that is so dismissive.
I deserve a word.
Oh, my word. That is terrible.
Oh, God. And then we have Robin Island's price-fixing case against the ferry operators. That didn't make the news. And then foreigners are dumping 2 billion rand a day in South African bonds.
Yeah, we were speaking about that.
Should have made me.
In fact, I didn't even know about that until we had our Peregrine financial forex report this morning, and she was saying 1.9 billion rand a day in August.
A day.
It's absolutely frightening.
I'm actually on News 24 now, and the headline reads, "Dear ANC, you need to get it together," written by Howard Feldman.
Oh, really?
So that's...
Oh, that was last week's article. But they clearly like that. They do clearly like
clearly
that
liked it.
because I think I was saying what so many people are thinking: just get it together,
exactly.
just stop
work.
It.
Work, damn it, work.
Yeah, it's really, we're not asking for a lot. We are just asking for hard work and integrity. Those are the two things.
Okay, and then. Those are the two things. Just work. Stop bickering and just work. And then one of my favorite stories is this Read to Lead initiative. Did you see that?
No. What is that?
Yes,
did you?
It's that with the half-naked women.
Oh, that yes. one. Yes, we like that one. We like that story. We spoke about it yesterday.
Okay, in Women's Month, I tell you what we'll do is we'll take a chick, take all her clothes off, and tell her that people need to read.
Well, sex sells. Jeez.
The interesting thing, though, is that he posted 3 pictures, and one of them had a picture of a half-naked man and a half-naked woman.
Mm. Well, there we go. Naked equals reading.
So yeah. I feel like he was.
I don't know what should we read.
He was balanced in the objectification. He was
right. He was his objectification then was perfectly balanced. Did you see this other thing that went viral in the United States? And that's courtesy of Trevor Noah. He devised a joke conspiracy theory that Melania Trump was being deported. and don't deport Melania goes viral now after he does that.
You're quite right. I saw it. It was hysterical and so many people took it seriously.
Yeah. I thought we're just living in a mad
Americans,
world.
Well, if you're going to vote Trump,
we're just living in the maddest place. Oh, and that his latest, by the way, is he's looking to buy Greenland. I kid you not, I'm not making this up. It's not a joke.
Trevor Noah is looking to buy Greenland.
No, Donald Trump is. Donald Trump is looking to buy Greenland.
Wants to buy Greenland.
Yeah.
Does he think it's green?
Well, that's what somebody tweeted. They said, please understand, Greenland is not as green as you think it is.
Definitely, there's no grass in Greenland.
No, exactly. Exactly. It's not as green as you think it is. And I don't know, there were a couple of other reasons. Oh, and they said, if you want areas that look like Greenland, we've already got most, like Alaska. So we don't really need more of it. It was very, very funny. Tony Curry, this is where we love and leave you. It is 7:44. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. Hope the weather treats
you
beautifully.
So much,
and
you. Take care of yourselves. Thanks for a great show. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Lovely chatting to you.